This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is praising the National Guard for doing a great job in responding to protests that turned violent overnight in Minnesota following the death there of an African-American man in police custody. In tweets Sunday, after a night of violence in dozens of U.S. cities, Mr. Trump blamed Antifa-led anarchists for instigating the chaos. He said the United States will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. The Anti-Defamation League describes Antifa as a loose collection of groups, networks, and individuals who believe in active, aggressive opposition to far right-wing movements. Chants of Black Lives Matter and I Can't Breathe continue to echo across the United States and some other parts of the world as several major cities imposed curfews amid intensifying unrest over the death of George Floyd, the black man who died while being detained by police. In the city of Denver, a man said he was shot with a pepper pellet over the weekend while recording police leaving the scene of a demonstration in Colorado's largest city. Video uploaded to social media by Daryl Hampton shows that moment he was struck with an object from close range and said the contents of the pepper ball exploded in his face. However, he did not suffer any long-term injuries. It is still not clear whether or not it was deliberate, but a truck driver drove into demonstrators in Minneapolis nearly a week after George Floyd pleaded with an officer pressing a knee to his neck that he could not breathe. More protests sprang up from Boston to San Francisco, with people robbing stores in broad daylight Sunday in Philadelphia and Santa Monica, California. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says that the state's attorney general will take the lead in any prosecution in the death of George Floyd. Walz said he decided the attorney general, Keith Ellison, needs to take the lead.